Well, Fairy House on Tuesday produced a gem of a story. A 70-year-old trainer, Eleanor Broderick, saddled her first ever winner on the track. Liz Leelad, whose yard name is Dante, romped home 6.5 lengths clear in the Hunter's Chase. Joy unbounded in the Broderick yard after so many years of both riding and training. Well, Brenda Donoghue visited her in the yard in Fermoy, where she also met Eleanor's partner, Matt Slattery. And because this country is still essentially a village, it turns out that Brenda and Eleanor had met many years ago through, of all things, a Riverdance phone-in competition.
Oh no, dance, stop now, behave please. You're going to be on the radio, you know. He's a lovely horse. See that eye? That's a bright eye now. How we know horses are well in themselves is the eye tells it all. If you come out first thing in the morning and their heads are out over the door, their heads are out over the door and they have a bright eye and they ate up. Yeah. You know, then you have a healthy horse.
Eleanor, what a week you've had. And we're here with Liz Leelad. Tell me a little bit about his features.
You have to go back down to the grassroots of breeding. They say it's 80% the mare and 20% the daddy, the sire. He's just nice. He's nice. Yeah. He's a beautiful looking horse. He's by a horse called Dansant. So the Dante came from Dansant. And he's my mammy's baby's present. And she's 19. And I still have her, and she's a smashing mare.
Drumley coming to the second last, and it's Ballyphillip coming there on the outside, squeezing through in between the leading pair. Is Liz Leelad on the left?
Eleanor, Fairy House was magic for you. You won your very first inside the rails race with Dante here.
Stop. Yeah.
Tell me, what did it feel like when you saw that he was actually winning?
Well, first of all, I'm deadly, right? Because my heart comes out my mouth. I get terribly nervous when they're running, right? So I stayed on my own. Matt and anyone that was with us just went away, my girl, and they just went up in the stand. But I was watching the big screen, and every time he came to a fence, I went, don't fall. And I was walking around, Jesus Christ, I was up to 90. But anyway, I knew coming to the last, I knew he wouldn't be beaten. I knew going around, he was pulling like a train, like he was loving every minute of it. He's striding out, loved the ground and loved every minute of it. Mm. And I knew, and when he came in, then, when he passed the post in, I went, oh my, at least I didn't curse this time, Brenda. Mm. I went, oh my God, that didn't happen.
Anymore, the final fence, Liz Leelad, and down is Ballyphillip, leaving Liz Leelad and Owen O'Brien way out in front on the rod end. Liz Leelad winning clearly for owner-trainer Eleanor Broderick.
And the rest was like just a fog. Like, everyone came around us and we got a rug, we got the best turned out. I got a beautiful trophy. Oh my God, my father would have loved it if he was alive. I have to go back now again because I must put the rug on him.
I'll follow you.
I was washing this fella one day in the yard last year, and whatever kind of frightened him, he flattened me. Mm. You know, but that's part and parcel of the whole thing. Do you know, I broke every bone in my body, bar my nose and my collarbone.
Have you?
And horses, I have, yeah. I broke my back and everything. Well,
did you?
I did. Broke my two arms of ponies. Broke my back, fell, broke my shoulder. The only thing I didn't break riding was my femur. I broke that skiing. We need to take him out. He wants to go out.
What I'm trying to get a sense of is nearly 71. Not that I want to hammer age or whatever.
No, I don't mind a bit. Jesus. Yeah. I don't mind about it. I still have all my faculties and everything's not as grand.
Did you ever think that this was actually going to happen in your life?
No, I dreamt it. I dreamt about it all the time. And I know, you know, I have 1 point of points, but like, this is a big deal for me, especially Fairy House, the home of National Hunt Racing. Mm. I don't win in places like that, small people like me. And the amount of good wishes and goodwill I got after it, and from people I knew, people I didn't know, we want more people like he in this business. That's our paddock now. They go out there now for a lot of it. Now he's rolling, look. That's a great sign of a horse, to see a horse rolling, going down the ground and rolling. That's their bath. You see, you have to have a great eye for this kind of thing. And we have.
You talked about this week was your team, your riders, of course your partner, Matt.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
How long are you together? And sometimes in life, you don't get that second chance at finding romance and love and companionship. Can you tell me a little bit about how that came about?
Do you want to do it or will I do it?
No, you
Matt,
Come back. Don't be shy. We met, he came to give me a hand on the farm, as I said, when I was on my own. You know, he was working with me and whatever. And then I had my 50th birthday, and on Christmas Eve that year, it just happened. And that's 21 years ago now, next Christmas Eve.
And Matt, have you anything you remember about that Christmas Eve that you can share?
I had black hair coming and I'm gone white now.
See, he had a red coat on. I remember when I met him in the pub and he had this red jacket on. I said, where did you get that jacket? Oh, he said, that's my son Michael's. And then we were walking up along from the pub to here and he decided to take on a little small hedge, you know, jumper on the way up.
Sure, he was in love. He was a young fella. He was full of it all.
Ah, yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know. But anyway, look, I don't think I'd have this place here. I think it'd be sold if he hadn't come in and give me a hand when he did. Mm. I was on my own and I wasn't trusting anyone really. Mm. Do you know? I mean, I was going out on dates and things, but it wasn't the same thing. But I don't know. We just clicked. And like, we have the same interest. See, we're both horses and cattle and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is a farm. And there's a lot of cattle here and we've reared a lot of cattle here and reared calves and everything here. And he drives the tractor. I don't. He drags, tears and drags, and we're putting up another shed there now for another couple of stables and that for the horses outside. And, you know, so it wouldn't be what it is today only for him.
And Matt, I have a worry. She's only after you for your labouring skills.
I'd say you're right, yeah. It'll work out, have I? Don't worry about it.
Did you find it was nice to find a partner again?
Oh, I suppose it was, yeah. Like, well, we'll probably find one somehow, but instead of looking to find herself, she put up with me for a good bit.
And he put up with me. Like, we do row now, you know, yeah. And we do have arguments. Yeah. Mother of God Almighty, yeah. You should hear us sometimes. We're like dishwashers.
Listen, what plans have you got for her 71st birthday?
No. Oh, very little.
Excuse me now, I have a restaurant booked where he's taking me out on a date night. Hello.
News to me.
No, it isn't. I told you it was booked.
When you were a young girl and you were a jockey, what were your ambitions?
I went from ponies and I went from ponies straight to race horses. I said to Dad, I said, I'd love to go point to pointing. You know, I want to do the fences. I want to go 30 miles an hour over these fences, you know. Yeah. Always dreamt of going maybe to the Grand National, one of those. You know, all young people have those kind of dreams. So we got our first mare and she was Baobab and I started riding in point to points. I had to learn it as I went along. It started there. So my first race was in a place called Killa. We were flying anyway, and the fences were plastic fences that time. It wasn't birch like it is now. And we'd no back protectors, only an old helmet on our head. And away we went anyway. And I remember we were going on the last time, and I went, God, I have no idea how far more we have to go. And I saw them all going up a hill, and I went, oh, Jesus Christ, they're finishing. I better go quick. And I finished fourth. Mother of God Almighty. Now, Brenda, yeah. I think it's time we went in and had a cup of tea after all
so.
This.
Yes,
my horses are out in the field, happy out. Everything is out. We've the stables done, everything done. And I think it's time. Come on now, let's go in and have a cup of tea.
Yeah. Will you ever, thank you, but will you ever forget this week?
No. Oh, my goodness, no. And I'm going to collect every little newspaper article and put it all into, I have a scrapbook and I put everything in there and the card, the race card, the photographs. See what I'm going to put up on the wall and everything. No, I won't forget this. I never forget a win. This is so special to me because, first of all, I never thought I'd get to this stage. And secondly, oh, it's just, it means, look, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I mean, I'm 71, and to have achieved this at 71 is fantastic for me. It's a lifetime ambition, which I achieved, and I'm delighted.
What was it that first attracted you to the tractor driver match made in cows and horses? Eleanor Broderick there. Congratulations, Eleanor. Well done. Congratulations, Listly Lad as well. And to all the connections in the yard in Fermoy.